Blog Talk Radio.
David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth.
So I will bless the Lord. Oh yes, I will.
here tonight. I want you to forget about the recording and just worship the Lord. This is your moment to worship Him, your time. I will bless you, Lord. Praise will always be. No matter what I'm fighting, no matter what I'm facing, whose report will you believe? Choose to believe the report of the Lord. Your praise will always be.
Chose to tune in tonight or have perhaps later on, but welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. The first song I played was I Will Bless the Lord by Mary Alizzi. The second song is God Is Here by Martha Manizzi. And of course, this is Prolific Fire, and I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Father God, the atmosphere has been set properly for you to come in and do what you want to do tonight, God. Have your way. To your name be the glory.
Tonight's foundational text comes from Mark chapter 3. Verses 1 through 5 from the Amplified Bible. Jesus heals on the Sabbath. Again, Jesus went into a synagogue, and a man was there whose hand was withered. Withered, meaning his hand was crippled, paralyzed, either from an accident he had or from a disease he had. Nevertheless, the Pharisees were watching Jesus closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. So that they might accuse him in the Jewish high court. He said to the man whose hand was withered, "Get up and come forward." He asked them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good, do evil, to save a life or to kill?" But they kept silent. After looking around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness and arrogance of their heart, he told the man, "Hold out your hand." And he held it out. And his hand was completely restored. His ability to touch, to feel, to caress a loved one, to ball up his fist in protest, to clap, to put his hands together and pray, to build, to tear down, to grab, to hold on, to hold a glass, to hold a cup, to feed himself, to write, to bathe or shower unassisted. to open or close a door, to get a grip on his life, his ability to work, to support himself, to feel powerful as a man again, and stop accepting handouts, to stop feeling like a beggar, the ability to stop feeling like a burden. All these things and more were restored to the man in tonight's text when Jesus decided to heal his withered hand on the Sabbath. You see, you never really know the importance of being able to do the little things until it's the little things you can't do. You see, you never really know the importance of being able to do the little things until it's the little things you can't do. You never really know how a person's heart can harden until you find yourself in a hard situation in need of assistance. You never really know just how much humanity as a whole needs restoration until you pick the wrong day to show up asking for something. Until you pick the wrong day to show up asking for something. Somebody tonight, you're so used to working and taking care of yourself, and if you had a choice, you would gladly return to the job that you used to have. You're so used to taking care of yourself, and if you had a choice, you would gladly return to the job that you used to have. You're not at all comfortable with taking handouts. You're not at all comfortable with taking handouts, depending on the government to assist you with this program. You're not comfortable receiving a disability check, food stamps, etc. You would rather your hands be able to work and provide for you. You would rather the creativity you used to have be restored to your hands. Somebody, you would rather the creativity you used to have be restored to your hands. Like the man in tonight's text, you are seeking the restoration of your hand. You want to be able to do the things for yourself again that you used to do. You want to be able to do things for yourself again. That's all you want. You want to be able to do things for yourself again. The restoration of your hand. Tonight's message. Somebody, in this season, you don't need people to give you anything. You are not in need of a handout. But you do need one thing. But you do need one thing. You need the power of your own hand, the ability, the mobility, and creativity of your own hand to be restored. In tonight's foundational text, Jesus told the man, hold out your hand. Because, beloved, believe it or not, what you need is still in your hands. So he told the man in tonight's text, beloved, hold out your hand. Hold out your hand because what you need is still in your hands. No birth defect, no disease, no accident, no issue or temptation can wither the power God has placed in your hand. As God said to Moses, use what's in your hand. It belongs to you. Use what's in your hand. Exodus 4:2-3 from the NIV paraphrase. Let people say what they want. Hear me tonight. Let people say what they want. You have the right. You have the right. It's your God-given ability. It's your right. You have the right, the God-given ability, to have your creativity back. You should be able to use your hand without people looking at you funny, without any pain or distraction from the enemy. You should be able to use your hand without people looking at you funny, without any pain or distraction from the enemy. The enemy is just jealous because even though he got the weapon to form against you, even though he got the weapon to form against you, the power is not in his hands to make it prosper. The power is not in his hands to make it prosper. Isaiah 54:17, New King James. That type of power is in your hands. Whether you know it or not, that type of power is in your hands. You have the power to make weapons prosper. The power to hold a weapon and fire is in your hands. The power to hold a weapon and fire is in your hands. Whether you hit or miss, succeed or fail, all that's determined by the power of your hand. Whether you hit or miss, succeed or fail, all that's determined by the power of your hand. You see, when Jesus restored the man's hand in tonight's text, in tonight's foundational text, it was more than a good deed done on the Sabbath. What Jesus was actually doing, he was saving this man's life. Many around you don't understand. They don't understand, but they don't have to understand. It's okay. Many around you don't understand. They think you should just be satisfied with the mobility that you have left and start wishing your hands could do more. They don't understand that your life is in your hands. They don't understand that your life is in your hands. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but your life is in your hands. If only you could do the things that you used to do. If only you could do the things that you used to do. In the text, it's obvious they don't understand the memories associated with the man's withered hand. Because if they did, they would have stopped grumbling about the Sabbath and agreed to the saving of this man's life. They would have forgotten about being petty and trying to trap Jesus. They don't understand the memories associated with your hand. People don't understand. They don't understand that you have memories, so many memories associated with your hand, tied to your hand. When you look at your hand, somebody, when you look at your hand, you think of all the things that you've been through, all the things that were given to you, placed in your hand, all the times that your hand's been tired and hurting, and all the times that you had to take your hands and do what you didn't want to do just to pull your family through. There are so many memories tied to your hand, but they don't understand that there are memories tied to your hand, memories of a time years ago when your hands wasn't withered, memories of years ago when your hand wasn't withered, your hand wasn't hurting, crippled, paralyzed, or lacking in creativity, lacking in performance, lacking in strength. For somebody, your hands represent all you've ever had that's worth anything. Your hands represent all you've ever had that's worth something. When you got engaged, you gave your hand in marriage. When you closed on that business deal, you shook hands in agreement with the deal. And when your babies were born, when your babies were newborn, when they were just born, you used your hand to support their head. Now all you want is to be able to support yourself with those same hands. That's all you want. Now all you want is to be able to support yourself with those same hands and to stop feeling like a beggar, stop feeling like a burden, like a charity. All you want is to work with your hands, a reasonable request. All you want is to work with your hands again, which is your biblical right. The Bible says, "And you shall again obey the Lord and observe his commandments, which I command you today. Then the Lord your God will prosper abundantly in all the work of your hands." Deuteronomy 30, verse 8 through 9, New American Standard Bible. Going on to say, "Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and confirm for us," here it is again, "the work of our hands." Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Psalms 90, verse 17, New American Standard Bible. Last but not least, the Bible says, "But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more and make it your ambition to live a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands just as we commanded you." 1 Thessalonians 4 and 10 through 11, New American Standard Bible. And all of these scriptures that I read for you, and all these scriptures the Bible talks about, you That's right, you working with your hands and God blessing the work of your hands. That is the will of the Father concerning you. Somebody, that is the will of the Father concerning you. Somebody listening in, it's not the will of the Father for your hand to be withered. It's not the will of the Father for your hand to be withered, hurting from arthritis or afflicted by a birth defect or a disease. You should be able to hold your hand out. You should be able to hold your hand out. You should be able to pick up a stone, to aim a slingshot, and take out Goliath. You should be able to use your hand on the Sabbath and any other day. It's not a handout you're seeking on tonight. It's not a handout you're seeking on tonight. Please understand that, people that are listening, maybe there's nothing wrong with your hands, but for the people that have something going on with their hand, you need to know that they are not asking for a handout tonight. They want one thing and one thing only, the restoration of their hand, and that's acceptable tonight. That's more than reasonable. But what they need tonight is the restoration. What you need tonight is the restoration of your hand. Therefore, my assignment tonight is to pray over hands. My assignment tonight is to pray over hands. God told me to pray over hands. Withered hands, crippled hands, paralyzed hands, birth-affected hands, diseased hands, tired hands, hurting hands, arthritis hands, disabled hands, lacking hands, hands that have lost their creativity, hands that no longer provide for their family, hands that are no longer producing, hands that are about ready to throw in the towel, hands that have given up, aged hands, weak hands that are burdened, hands that are burdened with issues that they can no longer carry, etc. If you have any kind of issue with your hands, whether it's you personally or somebody else you know, receive this prayer that we'll go forth on tonight. Again, whether you have any kind of issues with your hands, whether it's you or somebody else you know, receive this prayer, believing that the same Jesus that did it once in tonight's text will do it again for us, will do it again for you. Because there's no time or distance in prayer. Therefore, you can receive. They can receive right there where you are. Father God, let your healing anointing come up on every hand represented here tonight. Whether the person is in need of restoration, whether they're in need of restoration of a tired hand, an arthritis hand, a crippled hand, or whatever the issue is with their hand, whether the person is in need of restoration and they're on the phone, via Blog Talk Radio right now, online right now, on the podcast or iTunes later, let your healing anointing come up on their issue, the issue they're having in their hands. Father, you see what's going on with their hands. Let your healing anointing come up on their issue with their hands. Withered hands, paralyzed hands, unfold, feel, and function again. I come against numbness in the hand right now. Fingers be able to move. Wiggle upon request again. Crippled, birth defect, or disease hand, return yourself to normal in the name of Jesus, to the way your hand was shaped, formed before birth. Let health be restored and felt in every blood vessel, throughout every vein in your hand, in your hands. Father God, wake up the blood flow in the hand. Repair all issues of malfunctioning in the hand due to birth defect or disease. Cleanse the hand from any and all illness or sickness, side effects associated with a particular disease. Uncripple every hand that's bent down and locked into a position. like the man in tonight's text, uncrippled every hand that's bent down and locked into a position. Position every tired hand, every hand that's been burdened, every hand that's tired and burdened, every hand that's tired of being burdened. Be a burden bearer, O God, and cause every tired, burdened hand to receive a firsthand refreshing. Let revival come upon every hand and cause those hands to do what they used to do, and cause those hands to do what they used to do. Break the crippling effect of arthritis tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Break the crippling effect of arthritis off the hand. Every hand that is hurting, lacking, and in need, bring forth healing. God, bring forth healing. Heal their hand. Heal their hands, plural. Deliver them from hurt. Deliver them from the hurt, the pain. Heal the joints, the hand muscles, etc. Oh, God. I bind the spirit of lack off the hands. I bind the spirit of lack off the hands. Hands that once worked, provided, supported the head or were the head of the household and made their own way in this world. We'll do so again. Hear me, you will do so again. Don't hang your head. Don't feel sorry for yourself because this is not your end. Your hands will provide for you again. You will be able to do so again. Creativity, ability, creative ability be restored to the hand of every writer, every painter, carpenter, every hand that likes to build in whatever capacity and desires to rebuild. Be healed of your current situation. Doctor, your hands be restored. Every golfer, every bowler, every gardener, every truck driver, every sower, your hand be restored. Get your clubs out. Somebody get your clubs out, your bowling ball, your garden tools. Truck driver, get ready to pull out on the road again. Sower, seamstress, clothes designer, get out that sewing machine again in the name of Jesus. Weak hands be strengthened. Oh, yes, tonight. Weak hands be strengthened. Aged hands experience youth again. Hands that have thrown in the towel and are just about ready to give up, be delivered from your emotions. Somebody, you're all in your emotions and you can feel it all in your hands and you're about to throw in the towel, but be delivered from your emotions. Be delivered from depression and oppression through your own hands, by the work of your own hands, through your own hands, by the work of your own hands. You shall not die, but live. You shall not die, but live. Psalms 118 and 17, King James Version. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, so be it, so be it, so be it. Receive on tonight. And if I didn't call out the issue that you're having with your hands, God knows. Just begin to call out what it is right there and ask the Lord to do it for you. And he's going to do it because he sent me to Prolificify specifically tonight to pray over hands. And there's no way he's going to leave your issue out. So if I didn't call it out, you call it out. There's power in your mouth. There's power in your words. Speak it in faith and believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Looking forward to your testimonies coming in. You can always contact me. I'm going to give you my contact information in just a little bit. But right now, if there's anybody listening in, or perhaps you will be listening later, and you're not saved, you're not in right standing with God, but you desire to be, repeat after me. Father God, receive me tonight as a citizen of your kingdom right here on earth. I am a sinner, but I believe what I've heard of Jesus. Now I want to know him more and him for myself. Him to be my Savior. Forgive me, Father, for taking so long. But I'm here now, ready to receive, live, and be used for him. Amen. Let it be so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here's my information for the testimonies. Looking forward to the testimonies. Of course, if you need prayer, if something else is going on and you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text. Call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. However, I cannot miss this opportunity to give you a chance to pray about whatever's going on with you right now. If there's something else other than your hands going on with you and you desire prayer and you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, just press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. Think about what you want, and I will be right with you. Connect with me on Twitter. You know the drill. Connect with me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. On Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And then be sure to join us. That's right, join us October the 19th for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. That's this coming up Friday night for prayer and encouragement. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call the number that many of you called on tonight. Thank you so much. The number is 347-426-3782. It will be posted on all my social media. So if you didn't get it tonight, check my social media pages. And your prayer request will be taken and lifted to the Lord on that night as well, if you desire. Then join me, Prophetess Stacy, on October the 22nd, which is Monday night, for Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, when the message will be, I need this time with Jesus. I need this time with Jesus. The vision statement for this ministry, for those of you that don't know, the vision statement is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference.
To God be the glory. One last opportunity. If there's anybody on the phone lines right now and you're having an issue other than your hands and you desire prayer, press 1 on your phone. And I will be glad to pray with you right now tonight. Well, it looks like there are no prayer requests for tonight, but you can always reach out to me if you need to. Until Friday night. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Have a blessed night, everybody.